My name is Joe Drinan, and I'm from Bow. My wife and I, Anne, are from Bow. I'd like to ask what kind of support we can expect from the Washington delegation, our governor, and also, Jeannie, I'd be interested in the how you feel the present Senate, whether you can expect some support going forward from the Senate, the present composition, because I know it's changed.
I'm guessing relative to the federal delegation, I haven't heard or seen a whole lot on that front. You do know that Senator Ayotte, no, excuse me, it wasn't Senator Ayotte, it was Judd Gregg and Senator Shaheen came out with a statement about the Connecticut headwater, so you're familiar with that. Relative to the current makeup of the Senate, Sue, if you have something, I'll let you speak. The current Senate, I can tell you Senator Woodburn, who is up in District 1, has been vocal about this and seems to be engaged and involved in Northern Pass, and myself. And unfortunately, I think because, you know, I've said this before, we talk about, I think there, what is it, the Northern Trespass? And I said to somebody, I think we actually need to change that name to New Hampshire Trespass. Because I think, unfortunately, what's happened is people in the southern part of the state, including senators, seem to think it's all up in the northern part of the state, and therefore I don't have to pay attention to it. I don't have to get involved in it. But I think we made some real headway with House Bill 648. Senate Bill 99, we're starting to get the Senate involved and engaged in the process. And I know from talking to the various senators that they understand that this is an important issue that they can't turn their backs on, that they have to deal with. That's about all I can tell you right now, Joe.
Just out of curiosity, how many people in the room took the time to write a personal letter to Governor Lynch over the last, when he was governor? How many of you have written a personal letter to Governor Hassan? I think she needs to hear from all of us. And, you know, my understanding is that up at a meeting last weekend, there was a joint meeting of New England governors and Canadian premiers up in Quebec. And I wasn't there, but I talked to a couple of people who were. And my understanding is that Governor Hassan gave a very strong defense of the state of New Hampshire at that meeting and made it clear that she was not prepared to sign on to any documents that in any way allowed the state of New Hampshire to be essentially an overhead extension cord for projects like Northern Pass. So I think it's incumbent on us when our elected officials, like Senator Forrester and Governor Hassan, make those kinds of broad commitments to applaud them publicly, privately, and encourage them. Because whatever happens with all of this, you know, my own personal sense is that the governor is in a very strong position to determine what happens here if she so chooses, and it's up to us to make sure that she so chooses.
I'd just like to just comment on the fact that the delegation, our federal delegation, has written a letter to the Department of Energy telling people that they don't have a legal path. They can't go through with the scoping session. This is the process that, as Will said before, remember when you're going to bury that line under Route 3, they don't own that property, so they legally don't have the property. So they're working on, and they're working bipartisan. Jeannie's absolutely right. This is all four of the delegation. They have not yet gotten an answer from the Department of Education, so they wrote them another letter and said, answer us. Department of Energy. Yeah, DOE. I was an educator. It's, you know, it's just ingrained. But I will also tell you that on the state level, I don't know how much press is here, but I didn't used to get a real good response from the, when I was sending things to the governor's office about Northern Pass. Now they're asking for information. So we are sending information. We are communicating. Ruth will tell you that we're getting much more traction in the House. This is, Northern Pass is trying to tell the legislators that this is all about energy and we need more electricity. After all, Vermont's nuclear plant is closing, all of this stuff. And I say it's not about the electricity and the energy. It's about transmission. So keep your eye on the ball. And the other thing that I will just say, I was in Connecticut this past weekend, and as you can imagine, I didn't have a lot to talk about with my Connecticut colleagues, so I had to talk about Northern Pass. They read the letters in the Hartford Courant. Nancy writes a lot of them. Oh, I've heard of that. Northeast Utilities is not particularly well-liked in New Hampshire. They need to hear from New Hampshire people. The Boston Globe. If you haven't read that editorial, Boston Globe needs to hear from New Hampshire people. Don't hesitate. Ruth will tell you, representatives in your own district need to get this information. They're looking at three bills now for burying it, and their Science and Energy and Technology Committee is working on that. Larry Rappaport is heading up those subcommittees. So people are talking about it. I got a call from a Concord rep today saying, Sue, can you get me one of those Northern Pass t-shirts? Get me one. I need one. I need it for the scoping session. So things are happening. Thank you for coming from Concord. Make sure people hear from you. You don't need a long dissertation for anyone. Just make sure they know you're against it.
Thank you, Sue.